Okay, thank you, everyone. I'd like to start by acknowledging my colleagues here who are worked with me on this project as well, and Linda Coe, Edgar Rodriguez, Norma Mariscal, and Betty Thompson are all at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, and then Sandra Lindy is our research associate in the community. So as she mentioned, I'm going to be talking about a study that we looked at, how conducive are four the environment in four rural towns that are predominantly with Latino residents to being active. So I wanted to acknowledge, first, our funding from the National Institutes of Minority Health and Health Disparities. And then also, I've been working in this community since 2007, and for this project, we created a steering committee from our community advisory board, and the steering committee members have put in an enormous amount of hours, and I want to acknowledge their time and expertise. And then also, finally, we don't have any relationships to disclose. So for a little bit of background, Latinos are less active than their non-Latino white counterparts, and rural residents are significantly more likely to be physically inactive compared with urban residents, and rural Latinos are more likely to be inactive than urban Latinos. And finally, the built environment has been associated with physical activity, particularly walking and biking. So this study occurred in a rural agricultural region in Washington State on the eastern side of the Cascade Mountains. So the area is known for its apples, and it also produces 75% of our nation's hops. So the four towns that we collected data in out of this county were selected by the community advisory board members. And as you can see there, the range in populations of the towns is from a little over 3,000 to just under 16,000. And about a third of the residents in these towns are born outside the U.S. At least three-quarters of them identify as being Mexican, and one-quarter to one-third of the families in the towns are below the federal poverty level. And then in 2007, data from the results from the Behavior Risk Factor Surveillance survey for the county as a whole noted that approximately 25% of the residents report having no leisure time physical activity, and about 50% report at least 5 days of moderate to vigorous physical activity, and it's estimated that 29% of the adults in the county are obese. So this study is part of a larger community-based participatory research project focused on childhood obesity prevention. And as this part of the work, we conducted assessments in order to describe active living environments in four towns within this agricultural region in order to inform the development of a healthy eating and physical activity intervention. Also, we were interested in delineating environmental features associated with walkability in rural towns. So we used a tool called the Rural Active Living Assessment, and there's three main components to this tool. The first is the town-wide assessment, and this gives a broad picture of the town and assesses 18 characteristics, such as population or topography, and inventories 15 recreational amenities, assessing the presence and condition of them, such as parks, walking trails, playgrounds. Now, the program and policy assessment component, there are 20 items there that ask about community policies that support active living. So this would be, for example, a walk-to-school program or clearing of snow from the sidewalks. And then the street segment assessment, here we're assessing features, both infrastructure and destinations, of individual street segments that have been associated with walking. And for the street segments, we identified four zones. The first is the town center zone, and that to create that zone, we identified the central point in the town, which is typically a civic building like a courthouse, and then we drew a one-mile radius around that center point, and then that became the town center. And then we also identified neighborhood zones, isolated school zones, and then thoroughfare zones that connect all the different zones. And then within the zones, we identified segments to assess. And each segment was approximately a quarter mile in length, and we assessed, you know, both sides of the street. So the RALA manual has detailed instructions on how to identify these zones and segments. So if you look at the Google Map image there, you can see the red line that's drawn there, which is the one-mile radius around the center of the town. And then you can see both identification of some segments within the town and zones outside the town, outside the town center. So each rater, for each segment, the raters assess the presence and condition, as I was mentioning, features associated with walking, such as traffic conditions, sidewalks, buffers, commercial destinations. And then they also, there were three separate items that looked at connectivity, aesthetics, and walkability. So for connectivity, the raters considered the density of connection in the road networks connected to that segment, the presence of dead end or cul-de-sac in that segment, number of route options to and from the segment. And then aesthetics, the raters considered, was the segment clean, free of garbage? Was there interesting buildings, trees, flowers, or plants in the segment? And then for walkability, the raters considered overall number of conditions and the, overall number and the condition of the features, as well as connectivity and aesthetics. So the developers of the RALA developed the townwide and program policy tools so that they were feasible for community members to implement. And then when they were testing and developing this tool, they found that the error raters across all items had an observed agreement of about 92%. So again, that was able to be done by community members. So we trained two community research staff who are employed at the field office of Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, that is out in this region, to complete the audits. And these assessments were conducted in the late summer and early fall of 2013. So on to the results. So for the townwide assessment, we calculated a composite score with a total possible of 100 points. And among the four towns, the range of the scores was from 47 to 77, so indicating some variability between the towns. Now, overall, you can see that there are amenities present in these towns, although many are rated in poor condition, which for the manual was defined as not well maintained, or apparent neglect and or deterioration. So, for example, if we look at that chart, we can see that all four towns have public parks, but in three of the towns, they're rated in poor condition. And then we see that all four towns have either public or school playgrounds, but in two of them, they're rated in poor condition. Similarly, all four have playing fields or courts, but in two, they're rated in poor condition. Thus, although present, the quality in many of these amenities was rated as poor, although there was one town where all the amenities were rated in good condition. You can see that over to the right. So then for program and policies, again, we calculated a composite score where the total was 100, and in these towns, the range was from 40 to 95. So again, we see quite a variability among these towns. And overall, we see that the towns do have policies and programs that support being active, and two of the towns are doing pretty well, and one is doing quite good when you look at this chart here. But of note, one note is that although that there are programs offered by public and private organizations in three of the four towns, these organizations don't offer a sliding fee scale. And as I mentioned earlier, roughly a quarter to a third, depending on the town of the residents, are below the federal poverty level, so they're likely not able to access these programs. And then the school, so if you look at the school level program and policies, supporting physical activity has been identified as a priority among the school districts, and this is reflected in the presence of the school program and policy supporting physical activity. So you see there, there's... So onto the street segments, we audited or assessed 103 street segments. 43 were in a town center, 33 were in a thoroughfare zone, 21 were in a neighborhood zone, and 6 were in school zones. And if we look at it by town, we had 24 in town 1, 15 segments in town 2, 34 in town 3, and 30 in town 4, and our inter-rater reliability was 81%. And overall, on average, 56% of the segments assessed rated as having connectivity, 42% rated as aesthetically pleasing, and 50% rated as walkable. So we also looked at residential density in the segments and assessed and categorized them as either dispersed, which was defined as residents are located very far distances from one another with vast open spaces and you aren't able to see other structures from a residence, to moderately densely settled, where residents are spaced out with moderate open space between each structure and it's possible that you might see a structure from a residence, to densely settled, where the residences are located close together and there's either limited or no space between structures and it's possible to see several structures from a residence. And so what we found was that the town center zones, over 60% of the segments were densely settled, and the neighborhood zones were more evenly divided. So we saw about 35% were moderately settled, 28 dispersed, and 14 were densely settled. And in the isolated school zone, just under 70% were moderately settled. So then we looked at the features by town. And again, you see that there is some variability within and among the towns. So if we look at the infrastructure features, the presence of sidewalks in good condition on one or both sides of the street ranged from 20 to 38% of the segments had that feature present. In three of the towns, 20% of the segments had shoulders, and in one town, 42% of the segments had shoulders in good condition. So if we look at safety features, which you can see they're listed down there below the table, which included things like crosswalks, lighting, signage, were present in most of the segments in the three of the towns with a range from 63 to 80% of the segments. However, in one town, only 40% of the segments had safety features. So now if we look down, consider destinations, public and civic destinations were present in about a fifth to a quarter of the segments across all the towns. And similarly, we had about the same amount of segments where commercial destinations were present, with the exception of one town in which 47% of the segments had commercial destinations. And then a fifth or less of the segments had playgrounds or athletic fields or courts. And then we look at the ratings for walkability. They range from 33 to 63%. Over half of the segments were rated as having connectivity. And there was a large variability, as you can see, across the towns for aesthetically pleasing, from 13 to 67% of the segments. So overall, really, we have variability between and within these towns. Then we decided to, we examined this presence of the features by segment type, and for now I'm just going to focus on town center, neighborhood, and school zones. So if we look at the infrastructure in the neighborhood zones, the presence of features is very low. There's only 5% with sidewalks, only 10% of the segments have shoulders, and the safety features were present in only 5%. In the town center, sidewalks were present in just over a quarter of the segments, and safety features in 86% of the segments. And then in the school zones, about a third had sidewalks, a third had shoulders, and about two-thirds had safety features. Then if we looked at destinations in the neighborhood zone, there were few destinations, and only 10% of the segments had a playground or field or court in the neighborhood. And in the town center zone, public and civic destinations were present in about 30% of the segments, commercial in about 35%, and the playgrounds, fields, and courts in about 35%. And then in the school zones, 50% of the segments had playgrounds, fields, or courts, 17 commercial, and 33 civic destinations. So now if we look down at the ratings for walkability, they range from 65 in the town center to 38 in the neighborhood and 33 in the school zones. And for connectivity, 86% of the town center, 14% of the neighborhood, and 33% of the school zone segments were rated as aesthetically pleasing. As rated as connected. And then for aesthetically pleasing, 42% of the town center, 38 of the neighborhood, and 100 of the school zones were rated as aesthetically pleasing. So then we did is we, for each feature, we examined its association with walkability using an individual regression model, logistic regression model for each variable. So regarding infrastructure, as expected, segments were more likely to be rated walkable if safety features and sidewalks were present. However, shoulders were negatively associated with their walkability rating. And then regarding destinations, only the presence of playgrounds, athletic fields, or courts, and schools increased the likelihood of a segment being rated walkable. So the other destinations did not. And then, and segments with connectivity were also more likely to be rated walkable. So then what we did is we created a multiple logistic regression model with those features I just mentioned that had significant association with walkability. And there we found that street segments were more likely to be rated walkable if there were sidewalks, connectivity, and playgrounds or athletic fields or courts. Of interest was that civic and commercial destinations, as well as aesthetics, did not increase the likelihood of a segment being rated as walkable. So, like any study, we have strengths and limitations, and our strengths were we did use a tool that was specifically developed for assessing environments in rural areas, and we examined the environment of a population who experiences health disparities and is also considered hard to reach. We did have accepted inter-rater reliability within the segment assessments. Our limitations were that only 4 towns in the county were assessed, and we can't necessarily generalize to other rural agricultural communities. So in conclusion, towns have physical activity amenities present in them, although half were rated in fair to poor condition in 3 of these towns, and the towns have physical activity programming, although, as I mentioned, the organizations offering the program don't have sliding fee scales, and this may limit the access to those residents living below the poverty level. And then on average, 50% of the street segments were rated as walkable. However, only a third in the neighborhood and school zone segments were rated as walkable, limiting walking in these areas of town where we would hope to see some walking. And then many of the destinations that have been associated with walkability in urban areas, such as commercial and civic destinations, are not associated with walkability in these towns, which we also found interesting. And that's it. So thank you.